Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
So this morning, I want to read a little bit of scripture to you. I want to start in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and then I'm going to continue in Hebrews 5, 12 through 6, 3. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, still being an infant, no coincidence we have an infant here today, still being an infant is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the acts that lead to death, and the faith in God, the instruction about cleansing rites, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, the eternal judgment, and God permitting, we will do so. The Word of God this morning. Now, I grew up reading National Geographic magazine. Anybody here do that? Anybody here remember the National Geographic? Got it in the mail. That was before you could buy it at Kroger. But you kind of had to go and sign up for it and get it in the mail every week or every month. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I looked forward to it. And, you know, in that magazine, you could read about foreign lands, people from all over the world. You could really get a lot of information about all kinds of stuff that you just can't get around Springfield, Ohio, right? And, you know, sometimes after reading just a five-page article about some little village on the other side of the world, maybe in Asia, maybe in Africa, maybe in China, maybe down in Central America or South America, you felt like you were an expert. You know, you read that article that one evening, and then the next day you go to school, and it's like, let me tell you about this place. Because you knew all about it, five pages. But really, if you think about it, you've only just scratched the surface of that, of what you can know about that place, what you can understand, what you can learn. But you feel like an expert. Well, this morning, I've got a lot of strange looks. I've got a lot of odd comments about the way I'm dressed. And that's okay. This shirt that I'm wearing today is a traditional ceremonial African shirt. It's called a dashiki. Can you say dashiki?
Dashiki.
All right. It's worn mainly in West Africa, but it has its place in different parts of Africa. But let me tell you, when I wear this shirt, it doesn't mean I've ever been to Africa. It doesn't mean that I am an expert on anything in Africa or that I understand the culture of a particular village or city or nation. It just means I like the shirt. I like the shirt. It's comfortable, too. Barely feels like I got anything. But hey. But it doesn't make me an expert by any means because I've never been there. And just like any culture from around the world or around Springfield, to learn about it, to understand it, you got to go deep with it. You got to learn more and more about it. You got to get into it. You got to read what the experts write about it. You got to talk to people that have lived it. And maybe you got to do life with people that are in that particular culture.
Right.
And you know, culture is just not around the world. It is here in Springfield.
Amen.
And guess what? It's just not about ethnic differences. We've got a homeless culture in Springfield. We've got a culture of people that are addicted to drugs and battling that. We've got a culture of rich people, poor people, and all between. All kinds of different cultures here in Springfield. And if you want to learn about them, guess what? You got to do life with them. You got to do life. You got to go deep with them. You got to understand and find out who they are and what they're about. You can't just read an article 5 pages long and suddenly you're an expert. It don't work that way. But let me ask you something. When you think about different cultures, do you ever think the church is a culture? Do you ever think that the Christian experience is a culture? And the same applies. If you want to learn more and more about it, guess what? You've got to go deep with it. You can't just scratch that surface. You can't just go through this book half the time or one time or maybe just, you know, learn John 3:16 and continue on with your life. You got to go deep because it's so much more than just what we do on the surface. You know, you can attend church, you can hear a sermon, you could even preach a sermon. You could occasionally read the Bible, listen to K-Love in your car, whatever. But if you want to go deep, if you want to really go deep, you got to be intentional about it. You can't just say, hey, I've got this, I'm good. We got to go beyond that. You know, it's not just about how you dress after church. You know, you go to Kroger and people say, oh, yeah, they've been at church today. If you're not growing, if you're not learning, if you're not being changed, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. Because you know what? If you're not going to grow when you come to church, you might as well have went to McDonald's this morning. Y'all quiet. But this morning, I want to go beyond the altar. Because, you know, we go to the altar, we make a decision for Jesus, and we say, I'm good. But don't you want more? Don't you want more? In October 2012, I knelt down right around here. And I gave my life to Jesus. I accepted the free offer of his salvation. Pastor Ray Sharps was still here then. And I remember how excited he was when I told him before service started. I said, I got to go to the altar today. He brought me up here before the church, before anything else started that day. But see, I'd made up my mind to go to the altar before I got to church that morning. And then I thought, hey, I'm good. I don't need nothing more. I don't need nothing more. But then God said, no. We're not done. And I got hungry. Are y'all hungry this morning?
Amen.
And I'm not talking about McDonald's. Although that would be good. But I was hungry for more than just milk at that point. I wanted a big old juicy steak. I wanted to know, okay, I've made up my mind for Christ. What does that mean? What does that mean? What do I need to do now? What do I need to do now? And you know, learning about the Christian culture, just like any other culture, you got to be intentional and you got to take the time to do it. Because if you're not taking the time to do it and you're not being intentional, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. So let's look at a little bit of the how we grow, how we learn, different ways. One, read and study your Bible. Anybody here read a Bible today? Anybody here ever read a Bible? Yeah, a couple. Okay. That may sound obvious, but we really need to get into it. We need to read it. We need to know what it's trying to tell us. You can pray before you open that book up. And you can pray and ask God to reveal something to you this day. Because he will. I've been amazed at how many times I prayed and said, you know, God, tell me something. Or even ask him a specific question. Do you know before I went into the jail ministry, I asked God if you really want me to do that, and he revealed yes through his word. Amen. I prayed that. I opened the book to where I was reading, and there it was. Yeah. There was no doubt about it. But, you know, he does speak to us through this word. And you know something I really came to understand this week as I was preparing for this sermon. When I pick up this book, I hold something so precious in my hand.
Yes.
So very precious. Do you realize this book just wasn't written just for entertainment? It wasn't just written just to give us something to do at church to talk about. But it contains the writings of people like Paul, John, Peter, James, and others who actually walked this earth and encountered Jesus himself. It's their testimony right here in this book. And it's a precious, precious gift. It's not a gift that we can use to beat somebody up with, but it's a gift we can use to reach out a helping hand to.
Amen.
But we have that precious gift in our hands. The words of people that did life with Jesus while he walked this earth. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it just kind of blew my mind this week. It's like, wow. And God gave that to us? Did we deserve that? Did we really deserve that? That's truly an amazing, amazing gift from God. But don't just read the Bible, study it. Study what it says. Let it speak to you. Now, I've heard it said before, and I agree and don't agree, but I've heard it said that it's better to read one verse and understand it than to read ten chapters and just be clueless. We do need to understand what we read, but we won't always. This is a big old complex book. Anybody ever read some of this and be like, what? I do every day. But something else I found out about reading the Bible and studying the Bible is God reveals to you what he wants you to hear as you read it. And you know, and this is not meant to sound disrespectful, and it might. So don't beat me up or throw things at me. I can run fast, and the exit's right there. But I've kind of compared it to a jack-in-the-box. You know, jack-in-the-box, you go round and round and round and round, and then something pops up at you. You can read it and read it and read it and not understand the thing you read, and then boom, something pops out at you. And it's always good, and it's always from God. God will reveal himself through his word every day. You also need to read and study Christian books. Now, I'm not talking about just the you know, light stuff. Sometimes you got to get into the deep stuff. You know, people like N.T. Wright and people like that, you got to get into some of their stuff to really go deep with it. It'll give you a biblical perspective, and it'll help you study the Bible. And that may sound hard, and it may be just like the Bible. You may read something, not understand it, or read it again. Read it again. Study it. There's just some amazing books that will help you study the Bible.
Yeah.
Amazing books out there. And if you can't find what you need, ask somebody. I look around this room, and I bet if you ask somebody in this room about a particular topic out of the Bible you're wanting to look into, somebody else in this room has read it. You know, if you want to read about suffering, maybe somebody in here has read a good book on Lamentations. Think about that. You've got a lot of resources in this room. A lot of resources. Maybe you want to even take a class. You know, Pastor Joe made me do this sermon. About being a student, because I am a student. Amen. but he didn't make me. But didn't give me no choice, but he didn't make me. But anyway, I appreciate the opportunity. But I take classes online through Mount Vernon Nazarene University for the course of study to become ordained. I'm on that track right now. Do you know that those courses that I take are also open to lay people? We have a lot of lay people in my classes that are not on the track to be ordained. They just want to go deeper. You interested in taking any of these classes? Let me know. I'll help you get signed up. They're not easy. They're tough. They're 5 weeks, 3 hours a week in class, and then you got to do a lot of reading and do reports every week too, but it's been worth it. And if that's not what you're looking for, maybe you want to get involved in a small group. Maybe you want to get into a Bible study. We're getting more and more of those going here at church. Get involved. Get into it. Because you know what? When we learn together, we learn a lot. Amen. You want to do it on your own? It can be hard. It can be hard. You also need to spend time talking with and listening to other Christians. You know, they devoted themselves to the teachings of the apostles. Well, guess what? We can all learn from each other. Right. I have learned so much sitting in a room full of other Christians, or, you know, a guy I work with up at Honeywell, he's a Christian too, and sometimes when there's not a whole lot of work, we have some good conversations. And I've learned so much through him. But remember, when it comes to all this, you don't know it all. I don't know it all. And that's okay. That's okay. Nobody here knows it all. Nobody in this room knows everything there is to know in this book. Nobody in this book doesn't even tell you everything there is to know about God. We can be very shallow, or we can go deep. We can go deep. And you know, not knowing it all, that being okay, it's okay because that leaves a lot of room for us to grow. We don't have to just sit back and say, hey, I'm good. We can continue to grow. Grow more and more each day. We can talk to each other. We can ask questions. You know, if I go up to Paul right now and ask him a question about the Bible, something I just read, here's what's okay. It's okay if he says, I don't know, Ed. I don't know what that means. Then he and I can maybe work through it, talk it out, figure it out. You know, I've been very blessed with Melissa because we've had some very, very deep conversations about what's in the Bible. And I've also been very blessed that we've lived next to Bill and Mary Lou, because they've given us some some good information. I'll tell you what. Maine was a pastor for 40 years, and I think she knows more than he does about the Bible. He would say amen at that point. But if you get a question that says, I don't know, that's okay. Spend some time with some senior Christians. I know a lot of you are senior Christians. Most in this room have been Christians much longer than I have. So when I do these sermons up here, it helps me because I don't want to look stupid in front of y'all, you know. But if you spend some time with senior Christians, it'll help you grow. But something else that'll help you grow is if you spend some time with less than senior Christians. Because they may ask you some questions that just you never thought of. You just never thought of. When I've spent some time in the jail, some of these guys will blow me away with some of the questions they ask. I'm like, what? Where'd that go? You know, I don't know what you're even talking about, but then I learn about it. You know, I learn about it. And then I can go back and talk to them and say, hey, this is what that was telling you about. Sometimes if you spend some time with younger Christians, you may want to turn your phone off because they bug you too much, but that's okay. Leave it on because it'll help you to grow too. It'll help you to grow. It may force you to grow. But when we all spend time together studying and discussing the Word, and this will be a shameless plug, tonight there's going to be Sunday school in this room. Okay? It's going to be a discussion. You understand? It's going to be a discussion about who God is. And it'll help us to grow. It's going to help me to grow. I won't consider myself the teacher in this class, but I'll be the facilitator because I want to grow. Why is this all important? Glad you asked, Garnet. Glad you asked. We're all called to speak God's word to other people. We're all called to complete the Great Commission. We're all called to make disciples. Each and every one of us. We don't get a free ticket. Jesus didn't say, hey, if you got some time, Jesus didn't say, hey, If you'll stand up and volunteer, then I want you to make disciples. No, he said, this is what I want you to do. We're all called to complete that Great Commission. It's for all, each and every one of us. But, see, until why it's important to be the church, why it's important to grow and learn and understand more and more of the Bible. Because if we don't have it right in here, and we don't have it right in here, and in here, we're not going to get right out there.
Amen.
We're not going to get it right out there. And that's where we need to be in action, is out there. Anybody here think people in Springfield need Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah? All right. I do too. And I need more of them. I need to continuously grow and grow deeper with God. Because until I get it right, how much help am I going to be out there? Can I do what he wants me to do? And plus, this is part of putting on the whole armor. If you haven't gone deep, if you haven't continued to learn and to grow from other people, from the Bible, from what this book teaches us, if you haven't learned to grow and grow, you may have holes in your armor. And when that old enemy comes against us, and he will, especially if you're growing, he's going to, you may lose something. Because we need to make sure we can distinguish good from evil. We need to recognize what we need to be doing, who we are in Christ, and how we can help others. So do you want to go deep, church?
Yes.
Okay, a couple of you sounded enthused about that. You know, because when I think about it, you know, I dressed this morning, put on the dashiki, and people looked at me funny. That's okay. But everybody looked at me and maybe thought one thing or another about it. Maybe some of you thought, he must have fell and hit his head on the way to church this morning. And that's okay. A lot of times we judge people on outward appearance, right? We judge people on outward appearance. You know? So, I mean, if I'm walking down the street and I'm wearing a shirt, don't take any offense, Dexter, but if I'm wearing a shirt with a cross on it, you're going to think one thing about me, right? If I wear a shirt or wear a hat that says, we believe and God's not dead on it, you're going to think something about me. But none of that means that I got it right in here. None of that means I got it right in here or in here. That's why I need to keep growing. That's why I love to learn and hear. You know, many times when I've been here for Bible studies and such, I'd shut my mouth and use my ears because I've learned so much that way. And no matter how long you've been walking with Christ, you still got something to learn.
Amen.
Anybody here know it all yet? I won't look in case you raise your hand. Still got room to grow. Anybody here ever have a goldfish as a pet? When you're a kid, maybe. You put it in the little fish bowl, and it gets about that big. You turn it loose in the pond, it gets this big. That's because it's got room to grow. Don't limit yourself to the fish bowl. Make sure you're in the pond or the lake so you keep on growing. You know, Peter, when he got out of that boat, he wasn't just in the shallow end of that lake. He was in the deep water. But he grew through that experience. So if you're all ready to get out of the boat, you're all ready to grow and learn more, get into it. Get into the Word. Get into the small groups, the classes. Get into reading more and more about the Bible, not just the Bible, but reading about it. Talk to people about it. Learn from it. Ask questions. If you don't know something about the Bible, ask about it. I may not know the answer. Pastor Vicki may not. Pastor Joe may not. Melanie or Lee may not. But I bet together we can figure it out.
Right.
We can figure it out. So I just encourage you this day, become the student. Become the student, because we all really are. God's got something to teach us today. And we got a long way to go. I bet even when we get to heaven, we won't know it all. We'll still be learning. That's why we got eternity to do it. So this morning, I want to close in prayer, but I want to ask you all something. If you're willing to be the student and you're able to do this, please stand. If you're willing to be the student, please stand. Take a public pledge for Christ and say, just pray with me. Father God, Lord, I come to you this morning, Lord, and I want to go deeper with you, Lord. I want to learn more and more about you. I want your Holy Spirit to just invade my life and teach me your ways, your word, your duty for me in my life, Lord. What you want me to do, what you want me to see and speak, Lord. Continue to teach me. Help me to reach out to others to learn more about you, Lord. Give me the willingness and the ability to ask the questions that I need to ask to learn about you, Lord. Open my eyes to your truth when I read your word, Lord. And when I go to church, Lord, just let me to hear more and more of you, and let me understand what you're trying to speak. Father, I want more of you, Lord. I don't have enough. I want more. And Father, this day, may your kingdom come and your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.